Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's real heartland rock and roll right there. That's John Cougar Mellencamp bringing us back 17 till the hour. One of my favorite songs. We're having a great visit. By the way, I'm Jim Blasingame. You probably figured that out though, didn't you? And I am the Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with my good friend and yours too, whether you know it or not, Fred Hochberg, Chairman and President of XM Bank, Export Import Bank, xmbank.gov. Go there and check it out. And Fred, now I want you to tell us about some of the new things that that you've been working on. But before you do that, give the audience a little bit of a tour about some of the ways that you plug in with small business owners to help them have the maximum opportunity to connect with, to find, do business with, and collect their money from customers outside the United States.
Well, one thing we do at the Export Import Bank, probably the best thing for small businesses, is we have what's called credit insurance. And this is very popular the rest of the world, not as popular here, maybe because we're very trusting in America. But what we do is if you're selling overseas, we will essentially sell you an insurance policy that if your customer doesn't pay, we'll pay their share and we'll collect on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
So that really takes the worry. I say that I feel like I'm in the sleep business. It helps our small business owners sleep well at night knowing they're going to get paid. The other thing we do, like I mentioned earlier on the show with Nancy Mercolino and Shillings Plus, we can work with her local bank. We'll guarantee 90% of the loan to make sure the bank will make the loan and gives her working capital.
Because bankers, especially some community bankers, they might say, well, where's my collateral? Well, your collateral is going to Nigeria or Argentina.
Exactly.
And the bank says, you know, and you can't blame the banks because they're saying, look, you know, we want to help you, but we got to have some protection here because they got shareholders to talk to. So you come in and you provide the protection.
Exactly. So in her case, we give her working capital, and this is a company that is designing and building the entire ceiling for a giant airport, the largest contract ever, she said. Woman-owned business operating in the Mideast.
Right.
And we give her, we work with her bank and provide a $3.5 million working capital loan so she can
And I will tell you, you are going to earn your money with those guys. I mean, I've done business in the Middle East. I've got wonderful friends over there. But they have a different, they work on a different clock and calendar than you and I do.
That's true.
I mean, I'm not saying they're not good people. I'm just saying their idea of urgency is completely different from America's sense of urgency, isn't it, Fred?
Yeah, well, and frequently, you know, sometimes, listen, I told you, in a few hours, I'm meeting a guy named Peter Baranet, who runs a company called Abro in Indiana, in South Bend, Indiana. He sells to major markets are in Africa, Nigeria, Ecuador, tough markets, ships the product by boat. He gives his customer credit insurance. So he says, all right, I got insurance that you're going to pay me in 120 days. It's time to get on the boat, get to Africa, get in those customers' hands, and then he gets paid, and he knows he's insured the entire time.
Yeah.
And that's how he makes those sales.
And he doesn't worry about it, and he's able to make commitments beyond that, so he knows he's going to get his money. And the cost of this is basically...
It's pennies. It's pennies per $100.
It's a lot less than...
on what country... And it depends on how long you need the insurance for. But I would say every time I talk to these companies, it's the best thing they buy.
Well, what the cost is, it's less than people write off for their local accounts receivable.
Well, the other secret is, if you give a customer 120-day terms, you don't have to price that sharply.
That's right. That's right.
If a customer says, I don't have to pay in 120 days, boy, they forget about haggling about the price.
Right. Right, exactly. All right, so now another thing that you're doing is you're building corridors of opportunity, export opportunity, by doing deals with Chicago, New York, and
places
like that.
Yes, we just signed an agreement with Mayor Rahm Emanuel and our city-state partner, their World Business Chicago, Glenn Tilton, the former chairman of United, is the chairman of that.
Right.
We signed an agreement that we will be working with all of their counselors and their staff, and so when they find a small business that needs loans up to $500,000, which is a lot of banks don't want to make this these days because it's too small. We're making the direct loan, and we're actually paying.
But when you're making that loan, but that's got to be tied to export, right?
It's got to be tied to export. Yeah. It's for exporters, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
We've signed this agreement in New York with Mayor Bloomberg and Chris Quinn.
Yeah.
We just signed it with Rahm Emanuel, and I met with Mayor Villaraigosa in Los Angeles.
Do you require that there be that there actually be some business on the table before you make that loan? You won't make that loan if they're just hoping to get the business, right?
No, they've got to be an exporter, and we actually use a credit score. That's how we're making.
Yeah,
this
okay, good. Yeah, that's and you know what I'm talking about. There's been a lot of loans made that were bad deals in the last few years. So he acts like a banker. There's got to be a real deal on the table. So you're doing Chicago, you're doing New York, you're working
New York,
on LA,
and we're looking to expand this program.
All right, how small of a community will you go to?
Well, we've got
about... Shreveport wanted you to come there and do a deal with them. Would you do it?
Well, we've signed up a lot of banks who are working as the feeder for this network in terms of referrals.
Good.
And we're working with, we're doing it as a pilot, and we're trying a bunch of the larger cities that have an established system first. But we'll work with anybody.
Are you working with independent community banks?
We're working with independent community banks as well.
Yeah.
And we're also working with brokers. A lot of brokers are also
doing
referrals.
Yeah, good. Good deal. And the website is xim.gov, right?
EXIM.gov. And the other thing I should tell you, you've been there, Jim. We've got an annual conference every year,
right?
April 4 and 5. It's a great way to get a lot of information, great way to meet some customers.
And it's coming up in about a month, right?
April 4th and 5th.
April 4th and 5th in Washington, D.C.
In Washington, D.C.
It's a wonderful, folks, I've been there many times. It's a wonderful experience. If you get a chance, go there, check it out. And you can find out more about that at his website, xm.gov. Quick break, right back with our friend, Fred Hochberg. Stay with us. I've been in love 10,000 times. All you gotta
do is remember my life. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.